Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Wednesday, May 18, 2022 is Pyramid of Sehr. The Pyramid of Sehr, Egyptian, Hybshwr, the rising of the Ba spirit of Sehr, is a pyramid complex built in the late 26th to 25th century BC for the Egyptian pharaoh Sehr of the 5th dynasty. It introduced a period of pyramid building by Sehr's successors in Abusir, on a location earlier used by Userkaf for his sun temple. The site was first thoroughly excavated by Ludwig Burchard between March 1907 and 1908, who wrote the standard work Das Grab Denkmal des Königs Sahuri, the funerary monument of King Sehr, between 1910 and 1913. Its layout was adopted by succeeding kings of the 5th and 6th dynasties, marking a milestone in pyramid complex construction. Compared to those of the preceding 4th dynasty, the immensity of the constructions were dramatically reduced, but, in tandem, the decorative program proliferated and temples were augmented by enlarged storeroom complexes. The complex is estimated to have had 10,000 square meters, 110,000 square feet, of finely carved relief adorning its walls, of which 150 square meters, 1,600 square feet, has been preserved. Some of these reliefs are considered unparalleled in Egyptian art, such as the 8 meters, 26 feet, by 3 meters, 9.8 feet, hunting scene from the mortuary temple. For comparison, Sehr's temple contained 370 running meters, 1,214 running feet, of such relief decoration, while the temple of Khufu's Great Pyramid contained 100 running meters, 328 running feet. The complex is also remarkable for the array of valuable materials, such as granite, alabaster and basalt, used extensively in its construction. The main pyramid was built from roughly hewn limestone blocks bound with mud mortar and encased with fine white Tura limestone. It had a base of about 78.5 meters, 258 feet, 149.8 chu, to 78.75 meters, 258.4 feet, 150.29 chu. Long, converging at either 50 degrees 11 minutes 40 seconds or 50 degrees 30 towards the apex between 47 meters, 154 feet, 90 chu, and 48 meters, 157 feet, 92 chu, high. The architects made an error in demarcating the pyramid base, extending it too far east. The pyramid's internal chambers were devastated by stone thieves, rendering an accurate reconstruction impossible. Stone fragments believed to belong to the king's basalt sarcophagus are the only remains of the burial that have been found. The mortuary temple adjacent to the pyramid's east face comprises an entrance hall, an open courtyard, a five-niche statue chapel, an offering hall, and storerooms. These elements had appeared in mortuary temples since the reign of Khafra. South of the temple is the enclosure with the cult pyramid, employing the same construction method used in the main pyramid but on a reduced scale, with a base length of 15.7 meters, 52 feet, 30.0 chu, converging at 56 degrees to a peak 11.6 meters, 38 feet, 22.1 chu, high. The complex's two temples are linked by a 235 meters, 771 feet, 448 chu, long, intricately decorated and well-illuminated causeway. The Valley Temple is situated on Abusir Lake and is unusual for having two entrances, the main on its east side, and a secondary one on its south. It remains unclear why a second entry point was built, though it may have been connected to a pyramid town to its south. Sehr's mortuary temple became the object of a cult of Sekhmet around the 18th dynasty. The cult was active through to the Ptolemaic kingdom, though its influence began to wane following the reign of Ramses II. This period heralded the first wave of destruction on the Abusir monuments, whilst Sehr's escaped the dismantlement, possibly as a result of the cult's presence. The monuments stirred interest again in the 25th to 26th dynasties, As shown by the copying of reliefs from the mortuary temples of Sihr, Nusir and Pepi II by the pharaoh Taharqa for the temple of Kawa in Nubia. A second wave of destruction of the Abusir monuments took place in the 27th dynasty, but Sihr's temple was spared again, the cult still being present. With the onset of the Roman period, the Abusir monuments, including Sihr's, were subjected to a third wave of destruction. At the beginning of the Christian era, Sihr's temple became the site of a Coptic shrine, as evidenced by the recovery of pottery and graffiti dating to between the 4th and 7th century AD. Thereafter, until the late 19th century, the monuments were periodically quarried for limestone. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 034 UTC on Wednesday, May 18, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Pyramid of Sihr. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kimberly Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.